Let's bring in Pat Pagano on the good old-fashioned telephone this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Marshall. It may not be for long. And again, second day in a row, the station before you that used Skype, when they hang up, I get nothing. I cannot.
Yeah.
You know when you have the where you could just click on whoever you want to call and click on? Well, I just keep getting that little tone from Skype, so I have to constantly reset the computer. So what's happening on their end?
I don't know, because I get that problem occasionally here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I get that problem occasionally here. And it's really, it looks like you're online now, so let me call you here and see what happens.
Yep, I am online now.
Let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Let's ring. There you go.
Okay, I am.
There he is. You there, Pat?
I'm there.
There we go. Nice and clear.
Don't understand what's going on. But anyhow, good morning, everybody. And of this little low in the Ohio Valley, let's bring you back to yesterday. We were talking about the computer model, the NAM, North America model. It was bringing a little bit of mixed precipitation up in our neck of the woods tonight. And I said I didn't buy it. It's still insisting on it. And I'm still not going to buy it. I'm going to play. I mean, it's like walking a tightrope when I tell you that. Because I know there is going to be some places in the southernmost portion of our listening area that will probably say, Pat, you were wrong. It rained, or we had some sleet or something like that. Right now, if you look at the radar, there is light rain from Buffalo to central Pennsylvania. And in the higher elevations, I'm picking up a little sleet, like in northern Pennsylvania. That is all moving eastward. So, folks, if you run your finger from Buffalo due east, you go to Albany, which would mean that this precipitation should reach us. But I'm banking on the fact that it's going to be so dry that it just will evaporate before reaching the ground. So based on that, the fearless prediction continues. Today, some sun and cool, because the clouds will be, of course, noticeable as that system continues to move east. Highs today in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low to mid 30s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, 50 to 55. Same for Thursday. Friday, cold front goes through in the morning. Partly sunny, windy and cold. It could be a stray flurry. The high on Friday, Marshall, 35 to 40. So and in spite of sun, Saturday, highs again, only 35 to 40. And I know Marshall's next question. If it's only going to be 35 to 40 on Saturday, what may the temperatures be Saturday morning? Wouldn't you like to know, Marshall?
Yes.
I'm going to say somewhere between 15 and 20.
Wow.
In the teens. And same for, well, Sunday will probably not be as cold, but we'll start Sunday morning somewhere 20 to 25. And then the clouds will increase and let's put it this way. Clouds will increase and the temp will hopefully get to at least 40 degrees so that if any precipitation arrives late Sunday, it should be in the form of rain. And that's hopefully. We'll see what happens with that. It's amazing because all of a sudden, you know, you get this cold air that comes in and it like changes everything and you never go back. And it's like, that was it. Goodbye.
And you think this is it?
I don't know. I think next week we'll be back in the 50s. But I don't think we'll see 60s like we did this week. So you see, it takes these air masses to keep knocking the temperature down. And in a way, it's good because we get acclimated. I'm not too thrilled about it, but what are you going to do? I mean, we are going that way.
And sooner or later. Now, is it going to be windy on Friday?
Yes.
So it's going to feel probably like 15 to 20.
Well, let's see. The highs will be between 35 and 40. So, yeah, probably teens.
Mm-hmm. And is it going to be windy on Saturday?
Saturday should be just breezy, not windy.
All right. So, well, I just might have to when I get home Friday, lock the door and stay in and not go out Saturday.
I could see you doing that.
I mean, I normally would go to the bargain barn and check it at the radio station, but you know, maybe I'll just lock the doors, and keep the heat on, and do all my work remotely.
He's getting ready, folks.
I'm getting ready for winter. You're absolutely right.
Well, we know that, you know, you don't really hate winter. You hate those cold rains.
I hate cold. I don't hate winter. I hate cold, and right. I hate cold rain, and I hate cold, windy weather. If you could take the real cold out of winter, the real cold, you know, as a kid, I remember, you know, we had snowstorms, big snowstorms, 25, 30 inches. But you'd right. go out the morning after a snowstorm, and it would be like 30 degrees. You know, it would be great. And the sun would come out, and at 30 degrees felt like 60. But nowadays, it seems we have bitter cold weather, we have rain, we have snow, we have ice, and then you the next morning, instead of it breaking like it used to, all of a sudden it's, you know, 15 degrees, some cold front is barreled through, and or maybe it's just that I'm getting older.
No, I think it's that. I think that we're all getting older. And, you know, the body is not as, what's the word, resistant to cold and rain and snow the way it always is. That's the problem. Yeah. But I do have a couple of questions for you this morning.
Okay.
Radio station.
Yeah.
Because if anybody knows anything about Hudson Valley Radio, it is Marshall.
Yeah.
WRCR?
WRCR. What about WRCR?
AM.
What about them?
Well, they're right in my backyard. And I was wondering why they don't use me for weather as compared to who they're using now.
Well, it's about, they're in Ramapo, I do believe.
You're right.
And it's pretty interesting. I don't know whether or not, how local they are. I really don't know that. Let me just check them out here and see how local they are.
Yeah, because there is a guy on there doing the weather. I don't know if he's a meteorologist. And he also did a winter forecast. And I listened to it because he has it on YouTube as well. And I listened to it yesterday evening. And it was almost completely opposite of mine. And I was just kind of wondering who he is, what he is. He does a newspaper called the Weather Gazette. I said, can I ask Marshall about it? Never heard. Never, ever heard.
Mark Hanuk.
Yeah.
I have no idea who he is.
You have no idea either.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm looking at what they do, and I'm not really sure how local they are. But you're right. They've got a morning drive show. Yeah, they are pretty local. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised why they don't have you.
They probably don't even know I'm here.
Yeah. I'm surprised why they don't have you. Well, we got to do something about that.
I was just going to say, maybe it's time to drop them a little line, huh?
Yeah, I would do it. Give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll just mention your name, Marshall.
All right. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
We are.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.